Hello, I'm Christina Spink, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Astoria. It started years ago when I was younger. I'd say the early 80s. It was a building you didn't really notice from the street. I remember it had a couple of large trees in the front. It looked quite plain. It wasn't until my dad went inside. He was told about some rock and roll dudes, and we loved rock and roll. We used to travel up and down the country because we enjoyed jiving, and it was a big deal. We dressed up, we wore all the circular skirts and everything. He bought us some tickets to go, and there were some bands on, and it was me and my sister at first that we went. We didn't really know any of the people there, but we just went to dance. So the first time we'd gone, we weren't expecting much inside. We thought it was just going to be a little hall, but when we went inside, it was lovely. There was a sweeping staircase, carpeted, and it was like a more of a ballroom, and there was an area where there was a bit of a stage, so that's where the bands played. I remember the floor being really glossy and highly polished as well. Another thing that stuck in my memory were the ladies' toilets. I'd never been in ladies' toilets like these. They were gorgeous. They had carpet inside, and it was like a dressing room type toilet. It's the only way I could explain. And it was lovely because it was huge, and you could just chat. You could make friends, and you'd just chat there, and they'd all talk about where they'd bought the clothes from. Some had gotten original 50s clothing from flea markets. Others had sewn their own like we did, because we had a sewing machine at home. So we used to spend months making the clothing for each event.